question.
Representative Tuohy has a question.
Has anybody got a number of what this would do to the overall for Ms. Sampson? Have you got, can you whip that up in your head?
She hasn't.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have it also, if any committee members have previous handouts, we have it in a chart, and I'm going to try to look at this chart and see the, as proposed in the bill now, the total reduction would have been 10.7. This would create a reduction of 6.022 million. I would have to do a subtraction to the difference between those two figures, which is the additional cost.
Well, ballpark 4 million.
Ballpark is about 4 million, 4.7.
I believe that we'd need a fiscal note on this amendment before we can pass it out of the committee.
Should the amendment prevail?
Yes. Further discussion on Representative Betty Davis' amendment. Hearing none, I would like to bring this to a vote.
Can we stay in the news for a few seconds?
For a few seconds. Okay. We are briefly at ease. And the question before us is the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak to my amendment?
You certainly may.
The reason I presented the amendment is because I do believe that, and I came here prepared with a series of amendments, and I was hoping the compromise would be that maybe we would, if we felt that we had to do something to produce a savings in this division, that we would maybe just suspend the COLAs and not do anything with the ratables. But now that we have taken the COLAs away and futures COLAs as well, and also the cutbacks to the 1991 levels, I believe that in all fairness that all of the monies that we propose to save would not have to be saved in this particular year. And rather than base the COLAs on the 91, I think they should be based on 92 to give a little bit more of a buffer to the people that have to live on welfare. We say we do this to welfare recipients, but we do it to children because most of the people that are being served in public assistance are children. And this is one way to show that we feel that we have to have some cuts across the board and yet not take everything away. So I would urge you to adopt the 1992 rates rather than the 91 that were proposed in the original bill.
All right, thank you, Representative Davis. Representative Tuohy?
Yes, a question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question is, Representative Davis, how close to these does your amendment come to the 92 figures?
They are the figures.
They are the figures. Thank you.
Yeah, but Representative Nicolai.
Yes, I'd like to speak in favor of these amendments as submitted by my colleague from Anchorage. As I told you before, this bill is very harmful to the people in my district. As I told you before, the cost of living is so high in the villages that they barely survive. And with the unemployment as it is, this is going to have a great impact on the people in that district. Not only in my district, but statewide. I'd like to put this on for record that what you have done today is detrimental to the children. Once again, two-thirds of the people that are going to be impacted by what we do with this bill are children. And please remember that. Because you're not doing it to me, you're not doing it to anybody here, you're doing it to the children and those people that really depend on this this money that's coming into their home.
Thank you. Representative Tuohy, you had a comment.
Yes, thank you. Just to reiterate, this is a $4 million saving. If we go back to the 1992 numbers for payments for welfare.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the difference between going to the 91 level and going to the 92 level is approximately 4.7 million.
And it will be a saving this year if we stick with the 92 payments. It will be a $4 million reduction in the budget, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, the budget has been built assuming that welfare payments would be rolled back as proposed in HB 67. Were HB 67 to be amended so that there was a lesser rollback, that would mean that the budget that's currently been presented would not adequately fund the AFDC program, because it would be saying that we would be paying more AFDC than is budgeted. That the difference here, the amendment, creates a higher expenditure in the AFDC program than is currently proposed.
If the chair might interject, I would not want this bill passed out without a fiscal note if this amendment if prevails. And with my apologies to those who have been so patient on House Bill 56, 156 and 157, obviously we will not get there today. We will notify you as soon as we can reschedule, and they'll be on the top of our list. Now, Representative Tui, you want to come in and finish your comment?
Yes, thank you. I want to clarify for my and maybe somebody else, because we are losing the federal funding with the COLA, that is why we're getting a higher match. I'm still lost on why we're getting a higher reading on this. If we go back to the 1992 payments.
May I correct?
Please.
Representative Rice was before you, but this is a matter of clarification. Representative Holberg, please.
The department budget reflects a ratable reduction to 1990 levels, perhaps?
Mr. Chairman, it's 1991 for AFDC and 1990 for ATA.
Okay. And the fiscal notes that say we save $6 million reflect those ratable reductions. So if we move up, if we decrease our ratable, thank you.
Representative Rice.
I guess isn't it sort of presumptuous to be writing into the budget the fact that you are writing into the APA and the AFDC budget those reductions without having even had a one hearing, much less the hearings we're having now of those reductions. I guess what happens if there are amendments, and what happens if the bill doesn't pass?
Mr. Chairman, if there's any need for change to the budget, that certainly is, there certainly still is that opportunity.
My understanding is that in the past, before these changes are made, that you go ahead and get the bill passed. I think you're putting the cart before the horse otherwise.
All right, thank you. Before us is Representative Betty Davis's amendment. You have the amendment. It increases basically amounts from 91 to 92 levels. Representative Nicolai, and this will be the last comment. I think we've all had a chance to talk, and then we'll vote.
I'd just like to state, while we're all concerned about the budget, what is the role of the HES committee? To evaluate impact to the people, not just budget. The role of finance is primarily fiscal. It's okay for us to really evaluate this, but when you're looking at these bills like this, be sure to evaluate what the impact is going to be on the people. Thank you.
Thank you. And if we, Dan, if you would take the roll for the vote on Representative Betty Davis's amendment increasing the amount.
The amendment. Representative Tui.
No.
Representative Bundy.
No.
Representative Gary Davis.
No.
Representative Ezek.
No.
Representative Kahn.
No.
Representative Olberg.
No.
Representative Betty Davis.
Yes.
Representative Nicolai.
Yes.
Representative Bryce.
Yes.
Six to three.
The amendment fails. We have before us what I will call amendment number 4 by Representative Bryce. Would you like to speak to your amendment, please?
Yes. Considering the actions that we're considering taking at this point in time with the drastic reductions in payments to people who are, if not marginal, below the margin of poverty, and who require, who are in generally dire fiscal straits, I think it's important that we, if we take these actions, we at least have some form of notification that these actions are being taken, and that come July 1, these people don't wake up and all of a sudden find their budget reduced by $80, or for that matter, by 10%. I think it is only fair, and I think it is only right that we take such actions, or that the department take such actions to notify these people that this has happened and this will take place, and that's all amendment number 4 will do. I'm sure we'll have to make conforming amendments to the bill so it will align with the CS, but all in all, that's basically what I would like to see.
And discussion on the amendment, Representative Gary Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree. I believe in the Health Finance Subcommittee we discussed this, and there's been indication that because when the governor's budget was initially proposed in December, I believe, I might query Ms. Hansen on this. I believe there has been attempts by, it's my understanding that recipients of welfare payments are being notified as early as possible that this is a pending legislation.
Representative Olberg.
The way I read this amendment, the effective date of the bill is changed to 90 days after all households covered by this act have been mailed the notice. Is that correct, Representative Bryce? Section 11.
No, Section 11 references Section 9, will be changing, which references 30 days after June 90.
I'm reading Section 11 of the amendment, and it says Sections 1 through 7 of this act is what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Take effect 90 days after all households covered by Section 9 of this act have been mailed the notice. Mm-hmm.
And what Section 9 does is it references that the department shall notify each household that is receiving assistances on June 93. So they'll put out their notification in June 93, so it would be 3 months after that.
A question. The department shall properly notify the reviser of statutes of the day by which all required notices under Section 9 9 of this act were mailed. What is the intent? It's the last sentence.
Yeah. good question. This probably, we probably need to talk with the reviser of statutes about that.
I believe that would have to do with the effective date, in fact, that
probably he could.
The reviser of statutes would plug in the effective date
exactly
as of the day that the commissioner told him that everybody got their letter, or that everybody had been mailed a notice. But I would like to think that the department would be mailing notices anyhow.
Well, it's the chair's impression that this issue has been highly publicized to date. Representative Gary.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I might ask Ms. Hansen about a recollection, I may be referring to another item of the budget in HESS, but I believe it was discussed that in the HESS subcommittee we discussed the fact that there would be attempts to reduce welfare payments, and it was questioned whether these people are going to be notified as soon as possible or whether there weren't any considerations in that regard.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of notification of the clients, we must notify clients of any change in their grant by federal law. And this happens in terms of a mass change, generally 30 days before that occurs. There has been discussion previously in, I believe in this committee, when we were across the hall, it was this committee, and we indicated that we were looking at the notification. At this point, we have not made notification to the clientele that this is being proposed because these changes are currently being proposed. As soon as we have a bill that has passed, we would certainly notify the clients that this action had been taken.
So I understand that that notification provision will be covered.
Mr. Chairman,
if this
yes,
bill should pass.
There would be notification for clients.
All right, thank you. Representative Rice and Representative Gary Davis.
I would suggest that if we look at the possible timeline, that 15 days notice, 20 days notice is not an adequate amount of time for people receiving these benefits. If you consider the possibility that this bill is not passed until the possible May 11th, goes to the governor's office, given that the governor's possibly swamped with other pieces of legislation. It could be late May, 1st of June before he actually signs it into law, before the department would actually have actual authorization to make these changes. At which point in time, you know, it could, we're looking at a very small amount of time of notification. I'm just saying, let's be a little bit humane about some of these changes we're trying to make, and you know, let some of the people budget three months out, have a little bit of extra notification.
I understand your point. It's a point well taken. I would think the department remiss, however, if the bill should pass both houses, to not start their notification process at that point. And that would, of course, be in April or early May. Representative Gary Davis had a comment.
Yes, I would interpret this amendment to also indicate for whatever time frame after July 1, 1993, the effective date is. We would. What do we change it to? A
3 months.
3 months. That would be. That would be a rather major fiscal note also as far as budget. There would not be savings. There would be 3 months of non-savings according to the numbers in the budget.
Maybe the department could respond to that with some type of estimate.
Further discussion on Representative Rice's amendment. Representative Toohey.
A ballpark figure you have?
Mr. Chairman, the if it was delayed by 3 months, that would be 25% of the savings, $2.5 million ballpark.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's the pleasure of the committee regarding this amendment?
No question.
No question? Would you call the roll, please, Dan?
Yes. Representative Toohey?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Gary Davis?
No.
Representative Beasley?
No.
Representative Cott?
No.
Representative Goldberg?
No.
Representative Betty Davis?
Yes.
Representative Nicolai?
Yes.
Representative Bryce?
Yes.
The amendment fails. We have before us committee substitute for House Bill 67 as amended. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Call the question.
Call the question. It's been moved.
Objection.
And it objected to.
We've got one last amendment.
We will have to pass this bill out today.
Oh, we can. I mean, all I'm doing is changing the effective date from July 1 to January 1. Period.
If you wish. The amendment's been offered to change the effective date from July 1, 1993 to January 1, 1994.
Would you like to move the amendment?
I would like to move the amendment. Premises of the amendment being is that the COLAs are established on the first of each year, and that under that assumption, it's only right that the people currently receiving benefits be given the opportunity or be given the right to, you know, continue that benefit that we basically have set.
I understand your motive. If it was $2.5 million for 3 months, I assume it would be $5 million for 6 months. Representative Obert.
COLA is based on a calendar year. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Which is the purpose of the amendment, to establish the effective date on the calendar year as well.
Further discussion. Hearing none. We are voting on Representative Bryce's amendment to change the effective date from July 1, '93 to January 1, '94. Dan?
On the amendment, Representative Toohey?
No.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Hernandez?
No.
Representative Easy?
No.
Representative Cott?
No.
Representative Olbert?
No.
Representative Bay Davis?
Yes.
Representative Nicolai?
Yes.
Representative Bryce?
Yes.
And the amendment fails. We are now back to the House. Our committee substitute for House Bill 64, as amended.
67.
67, pardon me. I stand corrected. I've read it off enough, you think I'd remember. The pleasure of the committee.
Move House Bill, committee substitute House Bill 67. Request individual recommendations.
Been objected. And if we could vote, please.
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
Yes.
Representative Gary Davis?
Yes.
Representative Beeson?
Yes.
Representative Cott?
Yes.
Representative Olbert?
Yes.
Representative Betty Davis?
No.
Representative Nicolai?
No.
Representative Rice?
No.
House Bill 67 moves on to Judiciary. Apologies again to those who would have liked to testify on 156 and 157. We will get to that at our earliest convenience. Okay. This meeting is adjourned at 5 p.m.
In another life, you guys, another life.
Cynthia, you disappointed me here.
I know where we can get a couple million.
Set up for the folks. There's all kinds of savings in that bill. You know what? And you know, but not the bullshit about writing budgets. We write budgets. They recommend budgets. We can change anything we want.
1636.
That was all kinds.
Yes. What do you mean the budget? That's just a recommendation.
Who needs
it's up to us to decide what the budget should be.
Can run down. We can get consignments before those
come. You know, and besides that, finance is the one that has the final say as what it was going to be anyway. Even if we'd have passed it up, not passed it out here at all, it was going to get done. You could have been stuck in this committee and never got out. Could have just killed it in committee.
Do you mind being the first person all the time when voting, or you want to rotate?
Yeah, I do.
I was thinking about that
today. I was just
going to
say that because that leaves me, and you know, because Gary Davis was able to be the good guy for one time, and
you got to another.
And
time.
I got to another time, but if. Possibly, I couldn't have.
Yep, I know. I was thinking, you took so many votes today, we're going to talk to you. Then, I get a copy of
Canary.
No way. Can't be damned, just we'll get another signature. He'll be right back.
Way to get stuck in this room.
Oh, it just does.
It's awful.
And then it gets hot.
Yep.
On the collar, the sign's in the room.
It's always been a problem.